something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message purpose, plan, and timing.
Hallelujah. In Psalm 127, verse 1, the Bible says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Don't you understand it? He didn't say they're not building. They're building all right, but they're building in vain. They're laboring all right. They're laboring in vain. He says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Why would you want to labor in vain? Why don't you build according to God's plan? Why don't you work according to God's plan? Why don't you function according to God's plan? Make a decision today to follow God's plan. Number one, establish his purpose for your life. Number two, understand his plan and follow. Understand his plan and follow. See, you follow the plan. There are little details in the things of God. For example, Moses didn't know how important this was. When God said, talk to the rock, he thought it was just a light thing. He was used to carrying that rod and using it for a miracle because God showed it to him. But he didn't know when God made a change, how important that little change was. See, God said, now you take the rod in your hand, you stand before the rock and talk to the rock and we bring you water. It seemed so light to Moses. But you see, the rest of his ministry was hinged on this instruction. And he didn't know it. He didn't know it. You know, in the New Testament, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, when you read it, read from verse 1 to verse 4, he tells us that that rock was Christ. If Moses had known that that rock typified Christ, the rock from where water came out typified Christ, he wouldn't have struck the rock. But he didn't know. He was ignorant there. He didn't know. The rock was Christ. And Christ was only to be smitten once. And after he was smitten, you don't smite him again. You talk. You talk to the rock. And water will come out. You see, he was crucified for us. After he was crucified, that brought salvation to the whole world. You don't have to crucify him again to get saved. He doesn't have to go to the cross again for you to get saved. Now you call upon his name and you receive salvation. You receive whatever it is you desire of the Lord. There's timing with God. That's the third thing. Remember, the first one, purpose. The second one, plan. The third one, timing. If I go on to tell you about the timing, I want you to think again about the first and the second one. Purpose. If you were doing something, assuming you were starting a business, what's the purpose? Why are you starting it? Are you starting it to compete with somebody else and say, well, I got something to prove? Are you trying to prove something, or is God leading you? Why do you want that particular venue? Is God leading you? Is it in God's plan? That's why I tell you, don't strive with other people. You don't need to strive. Don't fight with others. No. You don't need to. If you will commit your work to the Lord and trust Him, He will bring you through. That's it. He's already established you on the rock, Christ Jesus. And no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. You are founded on the rock. And it doesn't matter who's trying to take away from you what God has given to you. It will not work. Because the Lord is with you. Establish His purpose for your life, for your business, for your family, for your finances. Another thought, along the same lines. For example, the Lord has equipped you with some abilities, some talents, some gifts. What is His purpose? Why did God do this in your life? It's not for yourself. Everything that God's given to you is primarily to expand His kingdom. Everything that God has put in your life is primarily to bring Him honor and glory. Primarily for you to serve Him. Your life is for a purpose. Don't forget it. You're living for Him. Establish that for yourself. Make up your mind about it. There are no two ways about it. Make up your mind. Be very definite. You say to yourself, my life is for a purpose. It's for God's glory. Let that be established in your innermost being. And then discover His plan. Function according to His plan. The more you study the Word, the more you discover God's plan for your life. The more you understand His plan, His ways of doing things, and how He wants you to function. Imagine, he even told us how to pray. He taught us how to pray. How to pray accurately. He taught us how to study the Scriptures and how to use the Word and have results. This is all so important. And it tells us things that we must eliminate from our lives. Anger, envy, bitterness. These are cancerous things that you must never allow in your life. Remember, I read to you in that Psalm 37, it says, fret not yourself in any way to do evil. It says, cease from anger. Sometimes you find some of God's children who get too angry. Some of you pastors and leaders may find yourself in that situation, getting more angry, easily offended, because things are not going right. Don't get impatient. No, cease from anger. Become composed. Cease from anger. Don't fret yourself in any way to do wrong. Get yourself founded on the Word. And some of you brethren, you know, you allow bitterness because of something somebody said to you, because of something maybe somebody hurt you. Whatever it is, you must not let bitterness enter into your life. It could destroy you. God cannot function with your bitterness. The Bible says, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. So get rid of anger. Get rid of bitterness. Get rid of envy. Get rid of those things in your life. And become free in your spirit. And walk in love. You don't only love those who love you. You love those who you think are against you. And many times the people you think are against you are not even against you at all. Could be because of the things you heard. Sometimes your mind imagines all kinds of things. You become suspicious and offended. Those things can destroy the work of God in your life. Get rid of them. Become free in your spirit. Become free in your spirit. And then you find that God's purpose is working in your life. And then you can function in God's plan and with God's plan. Remember, I told you things to get rid of if you're going to function in His plan. Because His plan doesn't include those things, doesn't include those negatives. Fear also, get rid of fear. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is these are sins of the spirit. Fear, anger, unbelief, bitterness, envy. These are all sins of the spirit. They can send somebody to hell. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. Those are things that could destroy you. They could stop you from fulfilling the purpose of God for your life. Look what anger did to Moses. He was angry with the people. And because of that, could not lead the children of Israel into the promised land. The anointing of God can lift from your life because of anger. You remember Elisha, the man of God? He was angry with the king of Israel. Ahab and Jehoshaphat came to see him. And he was offended. He said, I wouldn't even look at you if not because of Jehoshaphat. He was offended. See, the king of Judah and the king of Israel. And so, Jehoshaphat was a good man. Ahab was naughty. And Elisha was offended. He said, I wouldn't even look at you. And because of that anger, the anointing of God didn't function. He had to call for a musician to come play so the anointing will come. And that was the only time that a prophet of God needed some aid for the anointing to come. What caused it? Anger. Anger stopped the flow of the anointing in his life. Don't let these things destroy your life. So get rid of them. They will not work with God's plan.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Jebude, 156 Folagbadi Road, Aribabu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Ijebude.
Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or share your testimony with us, kindly call +234-812-851-9834. Or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.